Timothy McVeigh claims to be an agnostic, but he says that if there is an afterlife, he intends to adapt, improvise, and overcome. The killer of 168 people in the Oklahoma City bombing has written a few final letters to reporters from the Buffalo News. McVeigh also says he's sorry these people had to lose their lives, but not really. He goes on to write, "It's understood going in what the human toll will be." Tomorrow morning, McVeigh is scheduled to die at a federal prison in Indiana. Families of his victims plan to witness the execution as a different spectacle continues outside. NPR's Marianne Akers reports from Terre Haute.
Christy Taylor and her husband live just across the street from the prison on Highway 63 on several acres of lush land. She has two small children, and she says traffic is something she's never had to worry about until now.
The media has made it into a complete circus. I mean, look at the tents and the people that are around here. It's kind of crazy.
When she looks across the street, she sees rows and rows of television trailers and lights, cameras, and golf carts whizzing around, ferrying TV stars to and from live shots in front of the prison.
On a normal day, it's just nothing but a big, huge yard of green grass. And since all of this has come in, they've put the guard shack up at the prison gates. Those big iron gates were never there. You would just see just people driving up down 63, going to work, going to home. You might see the farm prisoners out mowing the grass. Really, no action, none of this. No trailers, no tents, no satellite dishes.
And no media renting parking spaces for $25 a day from her father-in-law who owns this land. But locals say boosting their economy is the only benefit of hosting the first federal execution since 1963. Prison officials have been prepared to execute McVeigh since May 16th, when he was originally scheduled to die. That was before the FBI disclosed that it did not turn over thousands of pages of evidence in the McVeigh case. Prison officials say they've been rehearsing what will actually happen on Monday. Jim Cross is a spokesman for the U.S. Penitentiary.
At approximately 1 hour prior to the execution at 6 o'clock a.m., he will be searched, restrained, and taken to the execution room. Once he's in the execution room, he will be secured to the table. The IV or IVs will be inserted, and a sheet will be put on the inmate. Once all that's accomplished, the various victim groups or witness groups will be brought into the facility, and the execution will begin.
Until then, McVeigh is spending his final hours in a 9x14 holding cell. His attorney, Rob Nye, says McVeigh is reading the hundreds of letters he's received, and he describes his client as calm and ready to die.
He doesn't want to spend a number of years in solitary confinement without possibility of release, and this is actually a more attractive option to him.
Nye says he'll never agree with what McVeigh did in Oklahoma City, but he says he's come to understand why he did what he did.
He was a tremendous soldier. He took his duty as seriously as any soldier could take it. He felt betrayed by his country and the military. And on a personal level, he's just like you and me.
But to people whose loved ones were murdered by Timothy McVeigh, he is not an ordinary man. He's a killer. Many of them will be in Oklahoma City or here in Terre Haute to witness an event for which they've waited more than 6 years, McVeigh's death. Marianne Akers, NPR News, at the U.S. Penitentiary in Terre Haute, Indiana.